Proclamation number 7245 of 4th of January, 1959. Evaluating the divine word means receiving power. You evaluate my word far too little. You only calmly accept what could give you strength without measure, without seizing the strength which flows to you from it if you would listen to or read with your whole soul what I want to say to you. You forget that I speak to you myself, that when you hear my word you hear me myself, your God and creator of eternity, who wants to be your father and therefore also addresses you as Father. And therefore it is not the same whether you hear the speech of your God or the Father's speech to his child. For when the Father speaks to his child, it is evidence of his love for it, and words of love must always have an effect by being a source of immense strength for the child. But words of love must be grasped with the heart in order to take effect as strength of love. Not only the ear may hear them, but the heart must be impressed by them. Only then will my word become a source of strength from which the child can refresh and strengthen itself at all times. I do not rebuke you because I know how my adversary constantly influences you and tries to intrude as soon as you listen to me, as soon as you read my word. I know how he inserts himself into your thinking and how weak you are to resist him. But I also know how easy earthly life would be for you if only you would immerse yourselves in my word more often, if only you would regard it as a constant source of strength and let me speak to you more often. You would be able to do so if only you would ask for the strengthening of your will and then always obey your inner voice, which would now impel you to immerse yourselves in my word more often, and it would then also affect you in the right spirit. Instructing, comforting and strengthening you where you lack strength. My word is such a sure means to gain possession of strength. My word is a sure guarantee that you will receive what you lack, and my word is a direct supply of strength at all times. But the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ imparts the strengthening of will to you. Thus you will always first have to unite with me in Jesus Christ if you also want to derive the right success from my word, so that you experience my illumination of love, which will certainly prevent you from still feeling powerless. Try it out. Immerse yourselves in my word as soon as you are in earthly or spiritual distress. Intimately unite with me and then just let me take care of it. And soon an inner calm will take hold of you. Soon you will feel me myself close to you, and every weakness or anxiety will fall away from you. My power will become mighty in you weak ones. And the power of my word will only be truly clear to you, which overcomes all and endures all. You have such a reliable source of help in my word because you can constantly draw strength from it if only you seriously delve into it and don't just hear or read it superficially. But this requires your will, which I will never force. The will to hear me calls me to you. And then I will also inevitably speak to you, and my word will touch you like a ray of love which penetrates deep into your heart and ignites therein. And love is strength. And thus every weakness must depart from you as soon as love is ignited in you through my word. Divine strength must come over you as soon as you only sincerely unite with me, so that I can address you, so that I can speak words of love to you which will never fail to have an effect. Amen.